mercado. Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Baugan.
No excuses. Look, no excuses.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to Radio Baugan. Welcome to Radio Vaughan, and no excuses, this is Fitz, and I'm here with Jessica, Maria, Pablo, and Seve. Good morning, all. How are you?
Good morning.
Thank you.
Yeah. Fine, thank you.
Are you wide awake?
Yeah.
kind of. All right. Now, we're going to start off with something we've done many, many times, which is an exercise on prepositions from the Habla Inglés Como Un Nativo book, but we're going to see if we can get 100% right. Okay, because repetition is the mother of skill. So I'll say the food, the fridge, you say the food is in the fridge. All right, here we go. The food, the fridge, Pablo.
The food is in the fridge.
The bottle, the table, Seve.
The bottle is on the table.
The clouds, the city, Maria.
The clouds are over the city.
Very good. And another way of saying it? Above
also. The clouds are above the city.
Very good. Careful of the city. The city. Say it for me again.
The clouds are above the city.
The city. City. You have to keep your tongue behind your teeth. The city. Try it again. The clouds?
The clouds are above the city.
Okay. We'll have to work on that. The basement, the house. Jessica.
Basement is under the house or underneath.
Very good. Bilbao, the coast, Seve.
Bilbao is next to the coast. On the coast.
Yes, very good. The cat, the armchair, Maria.
The cat is in the armchair.
Good.
Or the cat is on the armchair.
Very good. The car, the street, Pablo.
The car is on the street.
Good. Another way of saying it?
The car is in the street.
Yeah, both are right. Madrid, the middle of Spain. Jessica.
Madrid is in the middle of Spain.
Careful of your TH, the.
Madrid is in the middle of Spain.
Very good. The people, the kitchen, Maria.
The people are in the kitchen.
Very good. The wine, the bottle, Seve.
The wine is in the bottle.
Spain and Italy, France, Pablo.
Spain and Italy are next to France.
Very good. The meat in a sandwich, the slices of bread, Jessica.
The slices of meat are in the sandwich.
Try it, Maria.
The meat in a sandwich is between the slices of bread.
Good. And repeat, Jessica.
The slices of meat, Maria.
The meat in a sandwich is between the slices of bread.
The meat in a sandwich are in between.
Maria.
The meat in a sandwich is between the slices of bread.
The meat in the sandwich
Seve.
The meat in a sandwich is between the slices of bread.
Ah, sandwich. Jessica.
The meat in a sandwich is between the slices of bread.
Good. And again?
The meat in a sandwich is in between the slices of bread.
Oh, again, with no hesitation.
The meat in a sandwich is in between the slices of bread.
Yeah, one more time. Not in between. You can say it, but it's not necessary. The meat in a sandwich is between...
The meat in a sandwich is between the slices of bread.
Good. The fridge, the corner of the room. Pablo.
The fridge is in the corner of the room.
Good. The green light and the orange light, the red light, we're talking about traffic lights. Seve. So the green light and the orange light, the red light, and we're talking about traffic lights.
The green and the orange lights are under the red light in a traffic light.
Yeah, or you can simply say the green light and the orange light are below the red light.
Okay, so the green light and the orange light are below the red light.
Very good. What's a synonym for the orange light in the case of traffic lights, Maria?
Amber.
Amber, very good. Madrid, Sydney, Pablo.
Madrid is far from Sydney.
The glass, the shelf, Jessica.
The glass is on the shelf.
The top drawer, the middle drawer, Maria.
The top drawer is above the middle drawer.
Very good. Andorra, the border, Seve.
Sorry?
Andorra, the border.
Andorra is near the border.
E.
On the border.
On the border again.
Andorra is on the border.
Very good. Spain, Italy, Pablo.
Spain is near Italy.
Very good. The mobile phone, the edge of the table, Maria.
The mobile phone is on the edge of the table.
Very good.
Also,
correct, yes. The North Pole, the South Pole, Jessica.
The North Pole is far away from the South Pole.
Very good. And what else could you say about it?
Sorry?
What else could you say? Pablo.
Opposite.
Yeah, and the full sentence with opposite?
The North Pole is opposite the South Pole.
Very good. The teacher, the students, Maria.
The teacher is in front of the students.
Very good. The swimmer, the sea, Pablo.
The swimmer is in the sea.
Very good. Galicia, the north of Spain, Seve.
Galicia is in the north of Spain.
Very good. Malaga, the south coast of Spain, Jessica.
Malaga is in the south coast of Spain.
No.
Malaga is in the south coast?
No. Seve.
I think it's on.
Yes.
Malaga is on the south coast of Spain.
Yeah. Jessica.
Malaga is on the south coast of Spain.
Yeah. Now, here's a tip for this. Because if you think of a map, the coast is a line. And so it's on. When it's a region, because the region has depth, you would say in. So, Malaga, the south coast of Spain. Jessica.
Malaga is on the south coast of Spain.
Good. The picture, the wall, Pablo.
The picture is on the wall.
The left side, the right side, Maria.
The left side is opposite the right side.
Very good. The shop, the corner of the street, Seve.
The shop is on the corner of the street.
And again? Yeah, again, Seve, again?
The shop is on the corner of the street.
Okay, very good. Now, we didn't quite get 100% there or even close, but we'll try it again before the end of the program. Now, something I did the other day and that I will keep doing is one of the routines we do to practice the auxiliary verb to do. This is the uncle routine. Again, you've done it before, but we have to master the auxiliary verb to do. So, Pablo, tell Jessica to ask me if I have an uncle.
I have to ask who?
So tell Jessica to ask me if I have an uncle.
Jessica, ask Fitz if he has an uncle.
Do you have an uncle?
What does he want to know, Maria?
He wants to know if you have an uncle.
Very good. And again?
He wants to know if you have an uncle.
Yeah, very good. Now, make sure you guys have your microphones turned up fully and your earphones turned up fully. You can go to the settings, usually in the bottom left-hand corner, to audio settings and make sure that your earphones are turned up 100% and the microphone is turned up 100%. So, yes, I do. Now, Maria, tell Seve to ask me where my uncle lives.
Ask him where his uncle lives.
Where does your uncle live?
Very good. Pablo, what does he want to know?
He wants to know where your uncle lives.
Very good. He lives in San Antonio, Texas. Now, Jessica, tell Maria to ask me if he's married or single.
Maria, ask him if he is married or single.
Is he married or single?
What does he want to know, Seve? Sorry, what does she want to know, Seve?
She wants to know if he is married or single.
Very good. He's married. Now, Pablo, tell Seve to ask me if my uncle lives with his wife.
Seve asks Fitz if his uncle lives with his wife.
Does he live with his wife?
What does he want to know, Jessica?
He wants to know if your uncle lives with his wife.
Very good. No, he doesn't. Now, Maria, tell Pablo to ask me why he doesn't live with his wife.
Ask him why his uncle doesn't live with his wife.
Why doesn't your uncle live with his wife?
What does he want to know, Seve?
He wants to know why your uncle doesn't live with his wife.
Very good, because he lives... No, pay close attention. Because he lives out on the ranch, and she lives in the house in town. Now, Jessica, tell Maria to ask me what my uncle does out on the ranch.
Maria, ask him what does his uncle...
Start again.
Maria, ask him what his uncle does out on the ranch.
Good.
What does your uncle do out on the ranch?
Very good. What does he want to know, Pablo? What does she want to know, Pablo?
She wants to know what your uncle does out on the ranch.
Very good. Now, what's a ranch?
A farm.
Okay, it's an American farm. And what does out on the ranch mean?
Outside the city. Yeah. On the ranch.
Yeah, so really it's in the ranch, but outside the town or the city. He looks after his business. Now, Seve, tell Pablo to ask me what kind of business he has.
Pablo, ask him what kind of business he has.
What kind of business does he have?
Very good. What does he want to know, Jessica?
He wants to know what kind of business he has.
Very good. And say that for me again. He wants to know?
He wants to know what kind of business he has.
Very good. He has an irrigation business. He sells irrigation equipment. Now, Maria, tell Jessica to ask me who he sells the equipment to.
Ask him who he sells the equipment to.
Who does he sell the equipment to?
Now, make a difference between the equipment. The equipment.
Who does he sell the equipment?
Start again. Careful. Start again.
Who does he sell the equipment to?
Very good. What does she want to know, Seve?
He wants to know who he sells the equipment of. She wants to know who he sells the equipment to.
So, the equipment. The equipment. Yeah.
The equipment. Okay. She wants to know who he sells the equipment to.
Very good. How do you say the equipment in Spanish, Pablo?
El equipamiento.
Okay, very good. He sells the equipment to cotton farmers in West Texas. Now, Jessica, tell Maria to ask me if my uncle has a lot of money.
Maria, ask him if his uncle has a lot of money.
Does your uncle have a lot of money?
Very good. And Seve, what does she want to know?
She wants to know if your uncle has a lot of money.
Very good. I don't know, but he has a lot of cars. Pablo, tell Seve to ask me how many cars he has.
Ask him how many cars he has.
How many cars does he have?
Very good. What does he want to know, Maria?
He wants to know how many cars your uncle has.
Very good. He has 4 cars, a Mercedes, a Cadillac, a Volkswagen Golf, and a Dune buggy. Now, we'll continue this exercise in just a little while, but first we're going to do an exercise again I did the other day. We're going to practice with anywhere, for example. So I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to answer the question in the negative. So if I say, for example, where are you going? You're going to say, I'm not going anywhere. So where are you going, Maria?
I'm not going anywhere.
How many exercises have you done today, Pablo?
Sorry, you froze for a second.
How many exercises have you done today?
I haven't done any exercises today.
Who are you talking to, Seve?
I'm not talking to anybody.
How much did those flowers cost, Jessica?
They don't cost any money.
Oop.
They don't cost anything.
How much did those flowers cost, Maria?
Those flowers didn't cost anything.
Okay, repeat, Jessica.
Those flowers didn't cost anything.
What are you doing, Pablo?
I'm not doing anything.
Where has she been, Seve?
She hasn't been anywhere.
Very good. Who did you meet, Maria?
I didn't meet anyone.
Who phoned this morning, Jessica?
Nobody phoned this morning.
Very good. How many will you give me, Pablo?
I won't give you any money.
Well, how many will you give me?
How many?
Yeah, how many will you give me?
I won't give you any.
Very good. What did you say, Sebi?
I didn't say anything.
Very good. Who told you to put it under the table, Maria?
Nobody told me to put it under the table.
Very good. What do they want, Jessica?
They don't want anything.
Very good. Who do they want to see, Pablo?
They don't want to see anybody.
Very good. Which of the books have you read, Seve?
I haven't read any of the books.
Very good. How many have I given you already, Jessica?
You haven't given me anyone.
Maria?
You haven't given me any yet.
Very good. And Jessica?
You haven't given me any yet.
Who told you to do that? Pablo?
Nobody told me to do that.
Very good. What are you thinking about, Sebe?
I'm not thinking about anything.
How many of these are mine, Maria?
None of these is yours or are.
Yeah, you can say both. Yeah. None of these are is probably more common, but both are right. So repeat, Maria.
None of these are yours.
Where did you go last night, Jessica?
I didn't go anywhere.
Last night?
Last night.
Again?
I didn't go anywhere last night.
Which foot did you hurt, Pablo?
I didn't read any books.
No, which foot did you hurt? Which foot?
Oh, sorry. I didn't hurt any foot.
How many feet do you have?
Two, as far as I know.
Yeah, so?
I didn't hurt either one.
Very good. Yeah, or either foot. Very good. Which of these two books have you read, Maria?
I haven't read either of them.
Very good. Who did you meet in the park last night, Seve?
I didn't meet anybody.
Where?
In the park last night.
And again?
I didn't meet anybody in the park last night.
Where have you been, Jessica?
I haven't been anywhere.
Very good. What have you done with it, Pablo?
I haven't done anything with it.
Very good. Now, let's do a bit of vocabulary. This is Vaughan Vocabulary Booklet 5, List 6. Un timo, Pablo.
A rip-off.
Very good. Valoración, Jessica.
Appraisal.
Very good. Guarda espaldas, Seve.
Bodyguard.
Sorry, say it again.
Bodyguard.
Very good. And who was in the famous film? Who were the two famous actors in the film, The Bodyguard?
Kevin Costner and the singer.
Yeah, what was her name?
Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston, that's right. Hormigón, Maria.
Concrete.
Yeah, concrete.
Concrete.
Concrete, very good. Callejón sin salida, Pablo.
Dead end alley?
No, you can just say dead end. Dead end. Dead end. Dead end. Now, if dead you end. Go to Britain or Ireland, you won't see street signs saying dead end. What will you see?
Cul-de-sac.
Yeah, French cul-de-sac. Borde. Seve.
Itch.
Very good. What's the name of the lead guitarist of the band U2? What's his nickname?
Probably The Edge.
The Edge, that's right. Yeah, David Evans, The Edge. Solomillo, Maria.
Sirloin or filet mignon?
Yeah, so if you go to the United States, they'll say filet mignon, and sirloin is probably what we'd say in Britain and Ireland. Ajetreado, Pablo.
Shaken.
Seve.
Thick.
Say it again.
Hectic.
Hectic. Yeah, hectic. Again, Pablo.
Hectic.
Hectic, yeah. Impuesto sobre la renta. Jessica, what we all love.
Income tax.
Income tax, very good. Probabilidad. Maria.
Likelihood.
Good. Another way of saying it?
Probability.
Very good. Tonterías. Seve.
Nonsense.
Very good. Rentable, Pablo.
Profitable.
Very good, yeah. The emphasis on the first syllable. Very good. Enseguida, Jessica.
Right away.
Very good. Hasta la vista, Maria.
So long.
Say it again.
So long.
Very good. Now, which famous actor said this in a film? Hasta la vista, baby.
Schwarzenegger.
Yes, Arnold Schwarzenegger, that's right. Soberbio, like excelente. Se ve.
Superb.
Very good, very good. La peste, Maria.
The plague.
Very good. Adjudicar o premiar, Pablo.
To award.
Very good. Contar con, Jessica.
To count on.
Very good. Now, there's a very, very famous poem. So we never say to count with. But one of the most famous poems in the English language actually says to count with. I think Maria knows it. What is it?
Yeah. If by Rudyard Kipling.
Very good. We never ever say it, but in that poem he says actually to count with. Ceder o rendirse. Sebe, a phrasal verb.
To give up or to give in.
Very good, yes. Sobreestimar, Jessica.
To overrate.
Pablo.
Overestimate.
Very good. And repeat, Jessica.
To overestimate.
Very good. Asentar la cabeza, Maria.
To settle down.
Good. Mantener o apoyar, Sebe.
To back up?
Yes, good. Good, and in the more formal way? Pablo?
To support.
Very good, and repeat, Sebe.
To support.
Desenvolver, Jessica.
To unwrap.
Very good. Valioso, Maria.
Valuable.
Very good. Sensible, Sebe.
Sensitive.
Yes, very good, very good. We'll do a quick bit of English or clock question mix before we take the break. All right. My brother isn't from Valencia, and you, Sebe?
Neither am I.
Okay, very good. What color are leaves in the summer, Maria?
Leaves are green in the summer.
Very good. How many children does Barack Obama have, Jessica?
He has 2 children.
Very good. What's the capital of Albania, Pablo?
The capital of Albania is Tirana.
Very good. Do you like to go fishing, Sebe?
Yes, I like go fishing.
Try again.
Yes, I like go fishing. Going fishing. Yes, I like to go fishing.
Very good. Are you chewing gum, Maria?
No, I'm not.
Ask me if I'm in New York, Jessica.
Are you in New York?
Very good. No, I'm not. How many players are there on a basketball team, Pablo?
There are 5 players in a basketball team.
No, on.
On. There are 5 players on a basketball team.
Very good. Where is Austria, Sebe?
Austria is in the north of Europe.
Central.
More or less, in the center of Europe. Okay.
Yeah, very good. Is there a park near your house, Maria?
Yes, there is.
Very good. Ask me if I like prawns, Jessica.
Do you like something I couldn't hear?
Prawns.
Do you like prawns?
Yes, I do. Now, what's a synonym of prawns?
Shrimp.
Yeah, and shrimp tends to be uncountable and prawns countable. Yeah. What's the capital of Bolivia? Pablo.
The capital of Bolivia is La Paz.
Yeah, and I think they have 2 capitals. I have the La Paz and Sucre. I think they use both. Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Is the Nile a long or a short river, Maria?
It's a long river.
How much water is there in a lake, Sebe, and answer with a lot?
There is a lot of water in a lake.
Very good. Is the water in the sea salty or fresh, Jessica?
The water on the sea is salty.
In the sea.
The water in the sea is salty.
Very good. Now you can say, so the opposite of salt water is fresh water. Mm-hmm. But there's another way of saying it, which is in American English, fresh water. What's another way of saying it? There's a place.
Still water? No.
Close. There's a place in sweet water. Yeah, there's a place in Florida called Sweetwater. So in American English, it tends to be sweet water. And in British and Irish English, it tends to be fresh water. How often do you eat popcorn, Maria?
I eat popcorn every once in a while.
Very good. Do you enjoy shopping, Pablo?
No, I don't enjoy shopping.
Very good. You're like me. How long does a roller coaster ride last, Sebe?
a roller coaster road lasts lasts about 5 minutes.
And how do you say roller coaster in Spanish, Sebe?
Montaña rusa?
Yeah, a Russian mountain, strange. I like chocolate, and you, Jessica?
Me too.
Very good. Ask me if I gave up chocolate for Lent.
did you give up?
Yeah.
Eating chocolate during Lent?
No, say
chocolate.
Chocolate.
Do you give up eating chocolate during Lent?
No, just say, did you give up chocolate for Lent? You don't have to say eat. Did you give up chocolate for Lent?
Did you give up eating chocolate?
No, you don't say eat. Just say, did you give up chocolate for Lent?
Did you give up chocolate for Lent?
Yes, I did. How do you say Lent in Spanish?
Cuaresma.
Very good. Do you enjoy driving, Pablo?
Yes, I do.
Very good. What do you prefer, cats or dogs, Maria?
I prefer dogs.
Very good. Stay with us, folks, and we'll be right back with you.
¿Quieres aprovechar el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resolver tu viejo problema con el inglés? Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza, Cleopatra y Marco Antonio, Adán y Eva, Romeo y Julieta, Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupobaughan.com e infórmate.
Que tus hijos se aburren en el campamento de verano es porque no los has enviado con Vaughan. Porque si buscas un campamento en el que se diviertan, pero de verdad, donde además hablen en inglés todo el rato, tráelos a nuestros campamentos de verano Vaughan en España. Ávila, Cantabria, Valencia, Guadalajara. Tenemos un montón de destinos disponibles. Para este verano, reserva ya la plaza de tus hijos. En los campamentos de verano de Vaughan, en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com o en tu delegación más cercana.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Lo mejorcito para aprender inglés lo tienes en Vaughan. Tenemos una amplia variedad de cursos para todos los niveles, todos los horarios, todas las edades y todos los bolsillos. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo, horario de mañana o tarde, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades, ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia. Aprovecha el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resuelve tu viejo problema con el inglés de manera definitiva. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional. Ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan.
Remember to follow us on social media to get all the latest information on all our offers and special deals.
Hello, hello, welcome back to the program. Welcome back to Vaughan Radio. Welcome back to No Excuses. This is Fitz, and let's continue with the question mix. All right, so let me find my page here. Okay, where in Spain is Zamora, Maria?
Zamora is in the north of Spain.
Okay, very well, northwest, yes. What nationality are people from Brazil, Seve?
People from Brazil are Brazilian.
Very good. What language do they speak?
They speak Portuguese.
Very good. Are there any pens on your table, Jessica?
Yes, there are.
Very good. Am I wearing a bracelet, Pablo?
No, you're not.
How do you say bracelet in Spanish?
Una pulsera.
Very good. Is there a rainbow in the sky right now, Maria?
No, there isn't.
Very good. What color is the Polish flag, Jessica?
Sorry?
What color is the Polish flag?
The Polish flag is white and red.
Very good. Say it for me again.
The Polish flag is white and red.
Very good. Now we're going to go back to my uncle. So, he has four cars. A Mercedes, a Cadillac, a Volkswagen Golf, and a Dune buggy. Now, Maria, tell Seve to ask me what a Dune buggy is.
Ask him what a dune buggy is.
What's a dune buggy?
Jessica, what does he want to know?
He wants to know what a dune buggy is.
Very good. It's a special vehicle for driving fast over sand dunes, on a wild beach, or in the desert. Now, Pablo, tell Maria to ask me why he needs four cars.
Maria, ask him why he needs four cars.
Why does he need four cars?
What does she want to know, Seve?
She wants to know why he needs four cars.
And repeat.
She wants to know why your uncle needs four cars.
Very good. He doesn't. They're his toys. Now, Pablo, tell Jessica to ask me how old my uncle is.
Jessica, ask Fitz how old his uncle is.
How old is your uncle?
Very good. What does she want to know, Maria?
She wants to know how old your uncle is.
He's 78 years old. Now, Maria, tell Seve to ask me why a 78-year-old man needs toys.
Ask him why a 78-year-old man needs toys.
Why does a 78-year-old man need toys? Why does a 78-year-old man need toys?
Very good. What does he want to know, Pablo?
He wants to know why a 78-year-old man needs toys.
Very good. Because he wasn't able to play with toys like these when he was a young man. Now, Maria, tell Jessica to ask me why he wasn't able to play with toys like these when he was a young man.
Ask him why he wasn't able to play with toys like these when he was a young man.
Why wasn't he able to play with toys like these when he was young?
When he was a young man. Now, careful. These. So, this, these. A much longer vowel sound.
Okay. Why wasn't he able to play with toys like these when he was a young man?
Very good. And Pablo, what does she want to know?
She wants to know why he wasn't able to play with toys like these when he was a young man.
Very good. Because he got married when he was 18, went to the war, the Second World War, in the Pacific when he was 19, contracted a tropical disease in New Guinea, spent 3 years in bed, and returned to Texas needing to find a job and start working. So the uncle had a tough, life. All right, let's do a bit of practice with other, another, the other, etc. The translation list. Dame otro, Sebe.
Give me another.
Good, and you could also say, give me another.
Give me another one.
Very good. Dame otro libro, Maria.
Give me another book.
No quiero este, quiero otro, Pablo.
I don't want this one, I want another one.
Very good. No quiero este, quiero el otro, Jessica.
I don't want this one, I want the other one.
Dame el otro que tienes, Maria.
Give me the other one you have.
Tiene que haber otra forma, se ve.
There has to be another way.
Very good. Another way of saying it, Pablo.
There has to be other way.
No, then just change the modal verb. Instead of has to, change the modal verb.
May.
There must be other way.
Tiene que haber otra forma. Yes, try again.
There must be another way.
Very good. Debes hacerlo de la otra forma, Jessica.
You should do it the other way.
Very good. And change the modal verb, but keep the meaning, Maria.
You must do it the other way.
Not must. Not as strong as must.
You ought to.
Yes.
Ought to. You ought to do it the other way.
Very good. No quiero otra cualquiera. Quiero el otro que me enseñaste ayer, Pablo.
I don't want any other one.
No,
don't. I want...
Okay, cualquiera.
I don't want any other.
Maria.
I don't want some other.
Anyone else?
I don't want just any other one. Pablo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want just any other one. I want the one you showed me yesterday.
No, almost. No quiero otro cualquiera. Quiero el otro que me enseñaste ayer.
I don't want just another one. I want the other one you showed me yesterday.
Almost. Maria.
I don't want just any other one. I want the other one you showed me yesterday.
Pablo.
I don't want just another one. I want...
No. No, Maria.
No, I don't want just any other one. I want the other one you showed me yesterday.
I don't want just another one.
Any other one.
I don't want just any other one. I want the other one you showed me yesterday.
Very good. Otra gente vendrá mañana, Jessica.
Any other people will come? No.
Sorry.
Other people. Other people will come.
Mañana.
Other people will come tomorrow.
Good. La otra gente vendrá mañana. Sorry.
The other people will come tomorrow.
And again?
The other people will come tomorrow.
Enséñame otro modelo, María.
Show me another model.
Enséñame el otro modelo, Pablo.
Show me the other model.
Enséñame otros modelos, Jessica.
Show me other models.
You're missing a word.
Some other.
Yes.
Show me some other models.
Enséñame los otros modelos, María.
Show me the other models.
Esto es para ti y esto es para los demás. ¿Se ve?
This is for you and this is for the others.
Very good. Hay otras muchas maneras de convencerle, Pablo.
There are a lot of other ways to convince him.
Very good, and you could also say there are many. No te deprimas. Habrá otras mujeres, María.
Don't get depressed. There will be some other women.
Okay, very good. Algunas veces lo hago solo y otras veces con mis amigos. Sebe.
Sometimes I do it with my friends.
Algunas veces lo hago solo.
I do it alone. Okay, sometimes I do it alone. Other times I do it with my friends.
Okay, almost. Algunas veces lo hago solo y otras veces con mis amigos.
Sometimes I do it alone and other times I do it with my friends.
Very good. Esta vez trajeron el dinero, pero la otra vez no lo trajeron, María.
This time they brought the money, but the other time they didn't bring the money.
Yeah.
They didn't.
Yeah, so go again.
This time they brought the money, but the other time they didn't bring the money.
Very good. Esta vez me llamaron, pero las otras veces no, Pablo.
This time they called me, but the other times they didn't.
Very good.
They didn't call me.
Very good. Me gusta esa chica, pero también me gustan otras, Jessica.
I like this girl, but
Esa chica.
I like esa.
Yeah.
I like that girl, but I also like the others. Or the other girls.
Pero también me gustan otras.
Okay. I like this, that girl.
Yes.
I like that girl, but I also like others. Oh,
yes. Again, repeat.
Okay. I like that girl, but I also like others.
¿Qué otra gente te conoce, María?
What other people know you?
Hay otro problema también, se ve.
There is another problem too.
Good. And contract, there is?
There's another problem too.
Estuve con él el otro día, Pablo.
I was with him the other day.
Very good. Hay otros asuntos que resolver también, Jessica.
There are other subjects to solve too.
Good. Now, instead of subjects in this case, what could you say?
Issues, topics.
Matters.
Matters.
Yeah. Okay.
And again?
There are other matters to solve.
Two. And repeat.
There are other matters to solve too.
Very good. Now let's do a quick bit of mastering the interrogative. So, she visits her sister when she finishes work, Sibi.
What does she do when she finishes work?
Very good. I read the newspaper when I get to work, Maria.
What do you do when you get to work?
Very good. He takes an aspirin when he has a headache, Pablo.
What does he do when he has a headache?
Good. He has headaches about once a month, Jessica.
How often does he get a headache?
Oh, he has headaches.
How often does he have a headache?
He has headaches about once a month.
How often does he has headaches?
Try again.
How often does he have headaches?
Good. We went to the restaurant last Saturday, Pablo.
When did you go to the restaurant?
I lost my money in the casino, Sebe.
Where did you lose your money?
I was at home last night, Maria.
Where were you last night?
I was watching TV last night at 10 p.m., Jessica.
What were you doing last night at 10 p.m.?
I was with Pepe last night, Pablo.
Who were you with last night?
They were at the party for 2 hours, Seve.
How long were they at the party?
Good. I spent $100 on gasoline. Maria.
How much did you spend on gasoline?
Very good. He came to see me yesterday afternoon, Jessica.
When did he come to see you?
Very good. We won 7 matches, Pablo.
How many matches did you win?
Good. They lost 2 games, Sebi.
How many games did they lose?
Good. I made only 2 mistakes, Maria.
How many mistakes did you make?
And again?
How many mistakes did you make?
Very good. Let's do a quick practice with present perfect and past simple. How many apple pies did you eat last month, Sebi?
8 apple pies last month.
Very good. And so far this month, Jessica?
So far this month, I've eaten so far this month. Okay. I've eaten 1 apple pie so far this month.
Very good. How many important meetings were there in your room yesterday, Pablo?
There weren't any important meetings in my room yesterday.
Very good. And so far today, Maria?
There's been 1 important meeting in my room so far today.
Very good. How much money did you give me last month, Sebi?
I didn't give you any money last month.
Very good. And so far this month, Jessica?
I haven't given you any money so far this month.
How many times did you go to the UK last year, Jessica?
I haven't gone.
How many times did you go?
I didn't go to the
UK.
To England?
To the UK.
I didn't go to the UK last month.
Last year. Again.
I didn't go to the UK last year.
And Maria, so far this year?
I've gone to the UK twice so far this year.
Very good. What countries does the UK consist of, Pablo?
The UK consists of England, Wales, Scotland, and North Ireland.
Northern Ireland. Very good. How many headaches did you have last week, Seve?
I didn't have any headaches last week.
And so far this week, Jessica?
I've had one headache so far this week.
Very good. How many funny jokes did you hear yesterday, Maria?
I heard 3 funny jokes yesterday.
And so far today, Pablo?
I haven't heard any funny jokes so far today.
Very good. How much money did you hide under your bed last year, Seve?
I didn't hide any money under my bed last year.
Very good. And so far this year, Jessica?
I've hidden some money under my bed so far this year.
Good. How many times did you hit me last month, Maria?
I hit you once last month.
My God. And so far this month, Pablo?
I haven't hit you so far this month.
Very good. How many times did you hurt my feelings last week, Jessica?
I didn't hurt your feelings last week.
And so far this week, Seve?
I haven't hurt your feelings this week.
So far this week. Again?
I haven't hurt your feelings so far this week.
How many times did you keep me waiting last week, Pablo?
I didn't keep you waiting last week.
Try again.
I didn't keep you waiting last week.
So, very good. And so far this week, Maria?
I've kept you waiting 4 times so far this week.
Okay, very good. How many armies did you lead into battle last year, Seve?
I didn't lead any armies into battle last year. Last year.
And again, from the beginning.
I didn't lead any armies into battle last year.
And so far this year, Jessica?
I haven't led any armies into battle so far this year.
How many times did you leave Spain on business last month, Pablo?
I didn't left Spain.
Try again.
I didn't leave Spain on business last month.
Very good. And so far this month, Maria?
I've left Spain on business 6 times so far this month.
Very good. Okay, let's do a quick review of the vocabulary. Un timo, Jessica.
A scam. A ripoff.
Good. Yes, also a scam. Yeah, a scam. S-C-A-M. Valoración, Seve.
Appraisal.
Very good. Now, if someone said, sois unos estafadores, how would you say that, Maria?
You're scum?
Scammers.
Yeah.
Scammers.
And now you also see you are rip-off merchants. You're rip-off merchants. Yeah. Valoración, Pablo.
Appraisal.
Guarda espaldas, Seve.
Bodyguard.
And here's another question. So in the film, we had Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston sang the song, but who wrote it?
Dolly Parton.
Very good. And she also sang it. Yeah. Hormigón, Jessica.
Concrete.
Good. Callejón sin salida. Pablo.
Dead end.
Borde. Seve.
Edge.
Very good. And what's the name of the guitarist from U2?
The Edge.
Very good. Solo mío. Maria.
Ceylon. Oh, filet mignon.
Very good. Ajetreado. Pablo.
Hectic.
Impuesto sobre renta. Jessica.
Income tax.
Probabilidad. Maria.
Probability or likelihood.
Tontería. Seve.
Nonsense.
Rentable. Pablo.
Profitable.
Very good pronunciation. Enseguida. Jessica.
Right away.
Hasta la vista. Seve.
So long.
And what film is the song "So Long, Farewell, Auf Wiedersehen, Goodbye"? What's that from?
The Sound.
Yeah. How do you
the
say
Sound of
Music?
How do you say The Sound of Music in Spanish?
Sonrisas y lágrimas.
Yeah. And who was the lead actor? He died just a couple of weeks ago.
Christopher Plummer.
Christopher Plummer. Yeah, he died about 3 weeks ago. Yeah. He was in his 90s. Soberbio. Pablo.
Superb.
Very good. La peste, superb. Maria.
The plague.
Adjudicar o premiar, Jessica.
To award.
Very good. Contar con, Seve.
To count on.
Very good. Ceder o rendirse, Maria.
To give up.
To give up or give in. Now,
give in.
If you're in Britain or Ireland and you see the red and white triangular road sign, and here you would say ceder, right? How do you say it in English? How do you say it in English?
To yield.
Yeah, and usually it would say yield right of way. Yield right of way. Sobre estimar, Jessica.
To overrate? No. Can't remember.
Pablo.
Overestimate.
Very good. Repeat, Jessica.
To overestimate.
Asentar la cabeza, Maria.
To settle down.
And again?
Or to put down roots. To settle down.
Yes, very good. Very good. Mantener o apoyar, Seve.
To support.
Very good. Desenvolver, Jessica.
To unwrap.
Valioso, Pablo.
Valuable.
Sensible, Jessica.
Sensitive.
Very good. And sobreestimar, Jessica.
To underestimate.
Sobreestimar.
Overestimate.
Very good. Now let's review other, another, and the other before we finish up. So, dame otro, Seve.
Give me another one.
Dame otro libro, Jessica.
Give me other book.
Yep. Try again.
Give me another book.
Good. No quiero este, quiero otro. Pablo.
I don't want this one, I want another one.
No quiero este, quiero el otro. Maria.
I don't want this one, I want the other one.
Dame el otro que tienes, Jessica.
Give me the other one you have.
Tiene que haber otra forma, Seve.
There has to be another way.
Good. And another way of saying it, Seve?
There should be another way.
No.
There must be another way.
Yes, very good. Debes hacerlo de la otra forma, Pablo.
You must do it the other way.
No, debes hacerlo. Not as strong as must.
You have to do it the other way.
Maria.
You should or you ought to do it the other way.
Very good. And repeat, Pablo.
You should do it the other way.
And careful of the should.
You should do it the other way.
Very good. No quiero otro cualquiera. Quiero el otro que me enseñaste ayer, Pablo.
I don't want just any other one. I want the other one you showed me yesterday.
Excellent. Otra gente vendrá mañana, Jessica.
Another people will come tomorrow.
Otra gente.
Other people will come tomorrow.
La otra gente vendrá mañana, se ve.
Other people will come tomorrow.
Good. And say it for me again.
The other people will come tomorrow.
Enséñame otro modelo, María.
Show me another model.
Enséñame el otro modelo, Pablo.
Show me the other model.
Enséñame otros modelos, Jessica.
Show me other models.
You're missing a word.
Show me the other models.
Yeah.
Show me some other models.
Good. Enséñame los otros modelos, María.
Show me the other models.
Esto es para ti y esto es para los demás, se ve.
It's for you.
Start again.
This is for you and this is for the others.
Very good. Hay otras muchas maneras de convencerle, Pablo.
There are many other ways to convince him.
No te deprimas. Habrá otras mujeres, María.
Don't get depressed. There will be some other women.
Okay. Algunas veces lo hago solo y otras veces con mis amigos, Seve.
Sometimes I do it alone and other times I do it with my friends.
Very good. Esta vez trajeron el dinero, pero la otra vez no lo trajeron, María.
This time they brought the money, but the other time they didn't bring the money.
Very good. Esta vez me llamaron, pero las otras veces no, Jessica.
This time they called me, but the other times,
yeah.
they didn't call me.
Okay, and from the beginning?
This time they called me, but the other times...
Make sure you say called.
This time they called me, but the other times they didn't call me.
Very good. Me gusta esa chica, pero también me gustan otras, Jessica.
I like this girl, but...
Esa chica.
I like that girl, but I also like the others.
Maria.
I like that girl, but I also like others.
And repeat, Jessica.
I like that girl, but I also like the others.
Maria.
I like that girl, but I also like others.
I like that girl, but I also like the others.
No, others, others.
Others, repeat. Others, yeah. Sorry. I like that girl, but I also like others.
Very good. That's it for today, folks. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great day and see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
¿Quieres aprovechar el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resolver tu viejo problema con el inglés? Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan.